Classic hip hop, cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc. Used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chorus. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, 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 this is OMF back for a dope show. have my special guest call in yet?
Yeah. Yo, what's good? Right here, NYC.
Oh, what's up, man?
What's good, man?
Introduce everybody who you are. Yes, introduce everybody. All right.
Yes, sir, I am. Promoter, Mr. Do It All, Mr. Sean G. Felder of Harlem, born in the Boogie Down Bronx. 10 years I've been distributing and marketing SX Energy Drinks.
Okay. So give us a little background on how you got into the business and everything. So give us a little background on you.
All right.
Years ago,
I think back in 2009, I was with my ex-business partner, Aaron Brown. We went to this Amway seminar, and we saw this young black brother. He had a drink called SX Energy Drink. I got one of the cans on me, and he was talking about becoming a black entrepreneur. So at that time, Posse, me and Aaron wanted to put the drink out in the Harlem community. You know what I mean? So the urban community never heard of this SX Energy Drink. It's a good product. It has zero sugar, zero carb, low calorie, B vitamins. So our first event was with Darlene Cordon, very nice manager of Lucio Roberts. We did something with them in April of 2009. And we was vendors. We gave our samples to the ladies because, you know, ladies like being in the gym. We got a good response, but they didn't get a contract deal. So my turning point was a newspaper back then called Village Voice, mainstream newspaper. They wanted to advertise my drink, but unfortunately, my partner, Aaron, they wanted to put up the end of the deal. They wanted $400 for a month. I said, hey, why not? So I met this guy named Neil Pernonsky, and he gave me the name Amp Up Your Lifestyle. He did the ad for me. I had a lot of response when the ad came out. A lot of people was buying cases and stuff. And then I did something with AM New York, another mainstream newspaper. So I had two mainstream newspapers advertising my drink. And Don Diva magazine, sure enough, that magazine, there was the first of many magazines to advertise my drink. So I said, I got a little buzz going, you know what I mean? But it wasn't until I met my man, DJ Big Cow of Link Life Entertainment. We used to work security at Radio City Music Hall at the time. He did industry shows at the Bowery Poetry Club. So Cal told me to come on down and introduce my drink to the industry people, which I did. It took me a while. But what really helped me out was Cal took me to this, the Matrix Studios at the time. He hosted a show called Local Spin Radio Show. And it was 2010 in January. I did my first interview. And Cal had to school me a little bit. I was in his studio, like I say, during the summer, like seven straight weeks. I had to hone my craft, you know what I mean? So everybody knows that you want to get a type of the industry or whatever entrepreneurial stuff, you have to hone your craft and practice. So I did that. I started getting better being on the radio talking about the energy drink, you know what I'm saying? So if you look at my Google posse, to this day, I think I've done at least over 70, 75 internet shows, even out of state, but on this drink, you know what I'm saying? So that's what gave me my start to this day.
Okay. So I see that you sent me... You work with a lot of models, so tell us about that. How did you get into that, getting the models and everything? And I see that,
okay,
you
that was crazy.
Them,
yeah.
And you hired models. So how did that come about?
Exactly. One of my first models, she was a BBW model, but she was not really a strong model. She was like an adult film model. She used to take the drink and put the drink in her booty and stuff like that. She was just doing that for fun, but I did hire her. And she was from Philadelphia, so she was pretty cool. I met a girl named A.D. the General, God bless her, late A.D. the General from Elegant Hoodness. I did shows with her at the Bowery Poetry Club and the Club Pyramid. And she told me, I'm going to get you a nice model to help you promote your drink when I do shows, which she did. Her name was Jalen, a lovely Dominican model. And I interviewed her, and I told her, do you know anything about the drink? She didn't say much, so I had to school a little bit. So many shows, she'll come and she'll wear the SX shirt. She'll be there. She'll help me set up stuff. And she'll hold the drinks, have people come by and try samples and buy it. So Jalen was a very nice posse and pretty good wow. And then I did some show with a lady named Shane Bennett in Boston. And she's a model herself. So I did shows with her. She had a lot of models. She said, Sean, I got some models. You went through the model, your drink, let me know. So she helped me out a lot, and I took some pictures with some models on the drink. That helped me get me some exposure. Then Shen modeled herself the drink herself. So what I learned, Posse, is if you get the right models, you explain to them what you want and how you want it done, they'll work with you. Now, sometimes with payment, I tell them how much I'll pay them. I tell them to take it or leave it. Sometimes they'll accept it. Sometimes they don't, but that's just how it is. You know what I mean? At first, I was learning. If the models were serious enough to model my product, I explained to them what I want done. I'll tell them I'll send them a shirt, some samples. Maybe at least give me 5-10 pictures. We'll go from there. You know what I mean? So a lot of them jumped on it. I mean, I can name some nice models over the years that really did well. I can name a model named Lusha Strawberry from Georgia. Love the BBW model she modeled for me. Black Dahlia from North Carolina. Michelle Lovely from Georgia. Tina DeOsa from Chicago. These are models that really put it down for me in the beginning. Portia Witters. My first ever photo shoot I did was with Michelle Lovey. It was back in May of 2015, Atlanta, Georgia. And a well-known photographer named Bosey Wales, he knew about me. So we took some pictures by this park in Atlanta. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me because Michelle showed me the ropes about modeling with BBW females. And we were featuring a couple of magazines. We were on the front cover of HP magazine, me and Michelle Lovey, the King Aces magazine, and Lawless magazine. Because Michelle's a lovely BBW models to check her out on Michelle Lovely on social media. And she'll be taking it to the next level. Now, at that same time, I met another model named Kuala, foot fetish model. She had a show called Kinky Convo After Dark. We did her show at the Blue Flame Lounge at the time. We had a good time. And then me and Kwa became doing the Essex photo shoot in July 2017. We took some nice pictures. You can check it out on social media. And that got me the buzz. Hey, I can work with certain models, the model to drink. Why not? So since then, Posse, I had over 120 models worldwide. I had white models model for me. I had Asian model for me named Adrian J. Of course, Latino models. Like I said, I had Tina Dioso. I could work with all types of models as long as they know they listen to me what I want done, and we'll go from there.
Okay. So so you're also an activist, and I see that you do a lot of stuff in the community as far as the black man. I see that you're an activist. Another one of your hats is an activist with the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests.
Yeah.
So you want to give us a little background on that one, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, man, nobody don't know. I just joined the NWACP. I'm a member of them. I joined them back in late April, so shout out to the NWACP. So my branch is in Mid-Manhattan, and, you know, at a certain life, you know, I've always been fascinated of the black movement. You know, I used to grow up watching the teachings of Malcolm X, Minister Farrakhan, Martin Luther King, you know. And Chamber of Commerce, and we had a big event called Harlem Week during the summer, which that's all about is a celebration of black culture in Harlem. You know what I mean? So I did that. It was a great experience dealing with the community and helping out, giving out flyers and stuff like that. Now, unfortunately, COVID-19, we won't have that this year, but we'll have a virtual event, so I'll be posting on that. But doing that Harlem Week was a great experience for me. I've always been to a lot of marches and stuff. I went to some of the marches when Rodney King got beat by them L.A. cops back then. Also with Eric Garner, he got choked by the NYPD cop. And also I went to one recently with George Floyd. So it's been a great experience. And like I said, Posse, you got to get involved with your community and know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Black Lives Matter thing, they had a logo up in Harlem. I went there, and I just had a great time. I just took some pictures with DJ K. Nikki. Shout out to my PR, DJ K. Nikki. We took some pictures together. You can see on social media. You know, we down helping out, supporting the movement. And it was a great experience. As a matter of fact, they had the Black Lives logo on Brooklyn. And they had one also by Trump Towers. They're supposed to have over in all five boroughs. And that's going to be a powerful experience here in New York City.
Yeah, that's what's up. I like that New York City. I'm from New York City. I'm from Brooklyn,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. Yeah, home of hip hop, baby. Home of hip hop. Don't start in the Bronx. 1526.
Yeah, I grew up. Yeah, I know that's right. We're going to go. That's another show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go there right now.
We're going to talk about history of New York hip hop in the next show.
Yeah,
no question. We got a lot to talk about, bro. Scooty's young folks, a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I know we do. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like my brothers from New York City.
Yeah.
To come on here and tell these people that what they said in them documentaries is a bunch of bullshit. Okay?
You want to know about hip hop,
you ask brothers that's from New York City and from the streets of New York City, and they'll tell you the story. And I'm sure to tell you that story, what you hear in that documentary, ain't the same thing. But we ain't going to go there right now. But I want to focus on you and all the Black Lives Matter. And we're going to let some call. We're going to let. Do you mind if we take some callers and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Why not?
Okay.
Let the fans see what's going on with the energy drink stuff. Yeah. That's also what's there. Quick shout out, man, to my model of the month, Topsaw Sherelle, lovely BBW comedian from Philadelphia. She did a cute YouTube video with Essex Energy Drinks. Check that out on YouTube. Kata Chauffeur. It's Essex Energy Drink promos. Crazy. Check that out, y'all. Shout out to Tata Cherise from Philadelphia. Yeah, she's the Essex Model of the Month.
Okay. All right. Can we play one song real quick? Peace, Sinister's Blood, Sweat, and Tears real quick before we take some callers.
Oh, no, no doubt. No doubt, man.
Blood, sweat, and tears. 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 Blood, sweat, and tears.
color after the sun, cause it's in me. I know where you wanna be like me. Blood, sweat, and tears all day. Gotta hustle all day. So I'ma tell you what to do. And if you wanna blow and you really want the truth, you know I got those. Yeah, you know I got those. Blood, sweat, and tears.
So you shouldn't be scared. Keep your head to the sky. And I'ma tell you why. God is great. Like the dreads up in your head. I'm giant like a Nephilim. Spiritual like Elohim. You fall asleep and I be all up in your dreams. It's hard for me to sing in a strange land. But how can you survive when they killing off the black man? You remember when they brought us here in spaceships? Slave ships. We ain't gonna never forget. The world is insane. The president say change. And just like the rebel, can you feel my pain? If your mouth wasn't running, you didn't see it coming. Blood, sweat, and tears. Hold up, here come my woman. Dang.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
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 We've been down this road so long, it ain't no coming back. So we think about our future, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm in the know, and in the know. And every day I thank the Lord for blessing me and showing me all the things I need to see. I got you caught up in something, sure to keep your eyes jumping. True life player, break you off a little something, something. All you sims see, it's not too much alive. Kiss a girl's mind, snap the ball and say hi. Then you come home and find out that your girl ain't right. Then won't be wedding justice, cause it's all about us. When it comes to a broad or a jeep, which one you think I trust? This one you think I trust? This one you think I trust?
Trust, sweat, and tears.
Blood, 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 sweat, and tears.
Yeah, we back with my homie from New York City, Sean Felders, the excess,
yes, sir.
And, creator of the excess, XS Energy Drink, and we back. That was my partner in hip hop, Pete Sinister, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, real hip hop. That's what I'm talking about. Rap skills,
no doubt,
and flow. That's what hip hop was, and hip hop will always be. So, if y'all think
it happened, man. Like I said, I'm back in the 70s. I grew up in the Bronx by Cedric Avenue, man. I remember who hurt. They all set the turntables and stuff, man. They just jam all day and night, man. Those were the days, man. I'll never forget that. And there was a group, I'm sure you remember them, called the Awesome Two. Awesome Two.
Yeah.
This DHGI. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Number Awesome Two. And they used to bring the classic hip hoppers like the Ultramatic MCs and, you know, Kumo D and the Treacherous Three, of course, Flash, Funky 4 Plus 1. I mean, those were the classic shows back then, and Mr. Magic with the Mr. Magic show on WBLS. DJ Red Alert, of course, his show with the Boogie Down Productions and Chuck Chill Out. Those were the classic hip hop shows back then that I remember growing up. You know what I mean?
That's hip hop. See,
yeah,
they don't understand that. That's hip hop. What you hear now is a bunch of garbage. That's not hip hop. If you don't have rap skills, rap talent, and flow, you ain't making hip hop. You understand
me? No, that's
me?
All. That's all. That's
when
all.
You're talking about Kool Moe Dee, you know what I'm saying? That's battle rap. He's the master of battle rap. When you talk about MC, the GOAT, you talk about Kool Moe Dee. You talk about Funky 4 Plus 1, like you said. You talk about DJ Hollywood.
Cold
you talk
Crush
about Eddie Chiba. You know, I'm talking about Treacherous 3. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome 2, like you said, Mantronics. We could go on and on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give us our respect. We want our respect back. We need to take our respect back. That's my problem. But we're going to let that go. I just wanted to say that real quick. We're going to take some
calls.
We're
going to talk about that in the future. Of course, of course. We paved the way, man. We paved the way for these young cats, and they better remember it, too.
They don't understand. They're watching that damn documentary. You don't feel me, though. They learning off that bullshit. And matter of fact, from somebody that's not even from here telling me about hip-hop, that's what I'm upset about. How you going to tell me about hip-hop and you ain't here? I was born here. I grew up here.
Right.
I'm hip-hop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And but they don't understand the culture, bro. They don't understand the culture.
They listen to somebody else. They listen to somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody from somewhere else telling me about New York hip-hop. How you going to tell me about New York hip-hop? You ain't going
to
tell me about hip-hop. Because I was there. I went to the show.
You never saw it in the beginning. Yeah.
It was DJ. It was the battle rappers first. Not the battle rappers. I mean the battle of the DJs first.
That's
what started the battle.
That's right.
You know, people, it wasn't the MC. It was the DJ that started battling. Okay?
Yes.
The breaks dancers started the battling. Okay?
That's right.
Understand
that. Rocksteady Crew. God bless Rocksteady Crew. That's right.
We ain't got enough time. We ain't got enough time
that's
on this
all right,
show to
bro.
Go
that's
over.
Right. We'll talk about that in the future of New York hip hop.
Yeah,
now it's about 10 seconds in the drink.
Yeah, we're gonna promote you and your stuff, and we're gonna let some callers. We're gonna take some callers. Can we take the first caller, please?
No, it's 7-8-1.
Hey, family. This is Ann Jules calling in to say, hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Ann Jules?
How you doing?
You got some fellas on the line.
I'm loving it. I'm doing great. I'm loving the show. I'm loving these tracks, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You guys are freaking awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so
thank
grateful
you.
To be here and talk
thank
to you.
You.
Get the chance. No, thank you. And thank OMF Posse and thank Blackout Radio, Black Tear. I mean, my family. I've been calling in to show my support for Black Tears since 2015, and I met OMF Posse, and now you, my family, and I'm very grateful because my life has changed because of this
platform. Where you from, sweetheart?
So.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Eastern Massachusetts.
Okay.
And
how far are you from Boston?
I'm about an hour north from Boston.
I've done a couple of shows in the past in Boston as a vendor for my energy drinks. Yeah, I've done a couple of shows in Boston, so I'm a little familiar with Boston.
Nice. That's what's up. Where are you?
I'm from New York, Harlem, and I'm a vendor for 10 years promoting SX Energy Drinks. Have you heard of the SX Energy Drinks? Have you heard of the product, the energy drink?
I think so.
No sugar, no caffeine. You can check me out on YouTube. Check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder SX Promotions. I've done a lot of videos. I'm about to do my 10-year anniversary of my first YouTube video with Kizzy Cox. I did that 10 years ago at Amy Roots Restaurant in Harlem. So I'm celebrating 10 years of my first ever SX video on YouTube. The name of it is called Sean Felder SX Energy Drink Interview by Kizzy Cox. Just Google that on Sean Felder SX Promotions, okay? Give you history of my background, how I started as an entrepreneur.
Excellent. Well, that's what's up. Cool, most definitely. Well, I'm definitely inspired by the music, and I've got family in Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, right.
I'm working with, well, a shout-out to Sugar Hill Gang.
Pioneers,
My family, Rob the Noise Temple, and I were partners until we lost him in April. So shout-out to the Temple Dynasty and my family.
Okay.
But I'm still working on this track, and we'll be releasing it very soon, called Deja Vu For You. I joined the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, representing the disabled, deaf, sick, elderly, blind, and the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met Wonder Mike and Rob the Noise Temple. But I'm on a couple Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes.
Yeah, Wu-Tang's legend. Do you rap?
I'm a singer, actually.
Okay.
I'm definitely a poet.
How can I find you? How can I find you on Google? How can I find you?
I write the hooks, you know.
Mm-hmm. How can I find you? On social media, how can I find you?
Yeah, definitely. Ann Jewels, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z, all one word. Ann Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ageless Angels Music is my band that I got out right now.
Okay.
We're in hip-hop, R&B. We got a dance track that Rob the Noise Temple remixed.
Really?
But yeah. Check it out.
I will definitely check you out. Yeah, I'll support you. That's no problem.
Thank you, my brother. With Judah Priest and Brand Surgeon and and then a couple tracks on the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, Sugar Free Queen.
I'm
really, really inspired, and thank you so much for doing this. And to OMF Posse, you know, I'd like to ask you, as I do a lot of artists, because I used to do my own radio show, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm not an artist. I'm an entrepreneur. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm an activist. So feel free to ask.
Excellent. Well, that's what's up. Well, unfortunately, I've been restricted off of Facebook for posting about the pedophiles out there they're all getting rounded up in the world, so I can't. I'm being censored right now, which actually is showing me my power. So I can't do anything like befriend anybody for the next 3 days on Facebook.
Wow.
But that's okay. I know it's crazy.
Just check out my YouTube videos. Leave a comment on that one on Kizzy Cox, and we'll keep in touch. And I hope the best for you. Okay. And your name is Ann Flower.
Ann Jewels.
Angel, I got you.
E-W-E-L-Z.
Got you.
All. Thank you guys for having me. Much love.
Okay, be safe now.
All right,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, you too.
All right. Can we take the next caller?
209-451.
What's up, y'all? My name is Rich.
What's up?
Dr. California.
Cali.
What's up?
All right. What's up, Cali?
No, my name is Rich.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Okay. I'm from New York. I'm an entrepreneur. I sell energy drinks. My name is Sean Felder. I've been doing this for 10 years. I don't know if you ever heard of the product. You can check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. I'm about to celebrate a historic 10-year anniversary of my first ever Essex video on YouTube. It's called Sean Felder, Essex Energy Drink Interview by Kizzy Cox. You can check it out. I talk about my beginnings of life and up to a black entrepreneur, issues with Amway and all that. So check out that interview with Kizzy Cox, and hope you like the video or not. So it's my first ever video I did 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, I just want to call in and tell y'all that I got, like, new songs. They're coming out. I have a marketing team. They're telling me how I'm supposed to release them, I'm promoting my song Black Boy Joy. It's the movement for like all the riots and stuff that's going on. And
so how can I find you on social media, my dear? How can I find you?
A dude.
No, I said how can I find you on social media?
I'm on all digital platforms, all social media platforms under Mirich, MeirRich.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, this is a 13-year-old from Stockton, California that can rap. They're doing real hip-hop.
Really?
That's who you're talking about, talking
13
to.
He's
from Stockton, California. 13
wow.
years old, you understand? Hip-hop,
oh,
you understand?
Wow. Yes,
they're
sir.
They're teaching him young. He got a good person. I mean, whoever's teaching him about hip-hop
yeah.
is this what I'm saying. Look how articulate
wow.
he talks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He don't talk that
yeah.
ghetto stuff when he gets on this thing. You understand me?
Right.
You ain't gotta,
I'm
because
impressed.
You from the ghetto don't mean you got to act like you from the ghetto. We got that
there
twisted.
You, go.
You
yes,
understand
yes,
me?
Sir.
We got the
yeah.
dream fucked, messed up. We got a 13-year-old here, right here that's
mm-hmm.
showing you hip-hop is still alive. You understand?
Yeah.
Listen to his music. I done played his music on my show.
Okay. I sure will.
He got
and I wish you luck. I wish you well, partner. I wish you well.
13 years old.
Mm,
so tell me, OMF is hating, is a hater. They don't like young
wow.
people, don't believe in young people. That's a bunch of, okay,
yeah.
we ain't going to go there again. You got it all twisted. I got to rap for your ass. Don't think I can't rap and can't flow. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And
yes,
you ain't got, and I ain't got to write nothing down. Okay.
That's right.
You
know something,
Alphonse,
you know, let's talk about that. There's a few rappers in rap history that don't even write, like Biggie Smalls, KRS-One, Jay-Z. Those guys can rap from their head, and it's crazy.
That's how
they're taught.
That's how New Yorkers
yeah.
are taught. You understand
yeah.
me? Real New Yorkers know
yeah.
that you have to know how to, first of all, before you got on the mic, you had to know how to flow, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that means
I think
you didn't write it down.
He don't rap. I think he rapped.
You got it
too.
All. Like I said, this documentary got it all twisted. That's
mm-hmm.
why I said we got a 13-year-old that know the
mm-hmm.
truth. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's what time
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
it's crazy,
you,
man.
But May Rich, tell us where we can find you and everything. I want you to send you that new song that you got to me as soon as possible, so I can play it on your show. But give us your websites and everything where we can find you and everything before you go.
All right, y'all can find me on all social media platforms and all like YouTube and stuff under Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. Like I said, Mirich,
M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a young black brother. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check him out. I like to hear the young talent
right.
know the culture stuff. I wish him well, too.
And thank you for calling, my brother. You stay
no
up.
No problem.
And
all right.
Keep doing
you
what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.
Very impressed.
Can we take another caller?
646-284.
Hey.
Hi,
what's
this
going
is
on,
DJ
K.
Nikki.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
You got your boy, Carl Feller, on the line.
Yep, just calling to say what's up to Sean Felder, the accessor to G Drake. Congrats on
the
interview. Congrats. All right. Congrats, OMF. Posse,
thank you.
Thank you for everything.
No, thank
and
you.
And where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Harlem, New York City.
Harlem, New York
what?
City, like me. Harlem, New York City. So, y'all been out hot
mm-hmm.
sun.
What?
Yeah,
what?
No, I'm
stress.
Home.
What? Kumo D, what?
Right,
D,
right.
What?
Mate.
What?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I missed him. My bad.
Cameron.
My bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what do you do? What do you do?
Oh, I'm a DJ. This is DJ K. Nikki.
Girl,
oh,
you know your
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, what's up?
Me.
Like, why
are
you asking me?
Yeah, I know who you was at first.
Oh,
I know who you
was.
I know
who
you
was. Well, that's my PR. Shout out to my PR. You know, and she's done big things and helped out Posse. So I gotta give her a big shout out. She even modeled for me. So y'all gotta check out DJ Nikki, the underrated female DJ. She's all over, man. She's gonna do big. She's doing big things. So I gotta check her out. And it's been an honor. I was just on the show Saturday with her on Let's Be Clear Radio. Shout out to them. They were celebrating my 10-year anniversary with the SX video with Kizzy Cox. And well, you know it's coming up. So Nikki, we may have to do something on that 29th. It's on a Wednesday. So if you down to go down to Amy Roos and do a video about it, we can make that happen.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, where it all started for me, you know what I mean? Tears ago, yeah, but again, I thank you for calling and being my PR.
Yep.
You've done some great things with me, and we're going to continue to do great things, and I can tell you, you've just been a blessing. Yeah, it's just beautiful. Just been a beautiful thing.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, too. I'd like to give you a shout-out, too, for turning me on to Sean and hooking me up with this interview, this dope interview, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all my home girl, you my home girl, and he's my homeboy. And I forgot, you know what I'm saying? Even though I live in California, I ain't going to never forget about New York City.
That's true.
You understand? That's where I grew up with.
Your hip hop, man. You just got so much history. It's just,
say it again.
It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. But something I got you on that with the email.
I'm giving you an email tonight.
Yes.
And I'm checking out the show, too. And I called in last time to check y'all out, but I called at the end of the show.
Yeah, when you still called in, we appreciate that support, Posse. Don't you worry about it.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell y'all,
yeah,
I done send you music to play on your show. She already got it.
We
communicated back and forth on Facebook and on Instagram.
You know what I'm saying?
I network. That's how you stay in touch.
Yes, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
And I stay in touch with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And I stay in touch with hip hop because I am hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Say I'm not. I want you to get up here, call up here, say I'm not hip hop. I want you to say that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Brooklyn.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's why they don't like us. That's why they don't like us. That's why they're hating on New York. You know what I'm saying? That's
Brooklyn
why
has great MCs now. Brooklyn has some great groups of MCs, man. They had
the best
MCs.
Well, what? Next
Book
to the
Daddy,
Bronx,
Big Daddy
who got
Kane.
The best MCs? Tell them. Tell them next to the Bronx, who got the best MCs?
Oh, got to Brooklyn, man. Your Brooklyn, Big Daddy Kane.
Not
Queens. You know,
not Queens.
Notorious B.I.G. God bless him. Fabulous.
Not Queens. Let's not
Little
get
Kim.
That twisted.
Little Kim. Foxy Brown. We can go on all about Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Dos Effects. Houdini.
Dos Effects. Don't forget Special Ed. Special Ed.
Oh, Chubb Rock.
Chubb Rock.
Okay,
Chubb Rock.
Think about the symphony, right? Who they got in there? From Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Big Daddy
they got Brooklyn in there? Master
Big
Ace and
King.
Big Daddy Gang.
Master Ace. Everybody remember this.
Queens ain't running nothing. Queens ain't running nothing. They ain't never ran nothing. LL is an arrogant rapper.
Well, you know Queens has
that's
to
why they get pissed because of LL. Let's get that straight.
Let's not forget about
Nas. He ain't
Nas
running
now.
Nothing.
Let's forget about Nas.
All right, y'all. I'm about to hang up. So OMF,
right.
I'm going to hit you
hey,
back
DJ,
tonight.
Hey, DJ,
I'm going to
see you tomorrow, girl. I'm going to see you tomorrow. We're going to talk about business.
Take care.
Thank you again for calling. DJ, thank you.
You're
y'all.
Welcome.
All right.
Thank you. Can we get another caller?
415-5 Riddle. Supergirl. Supergirl in night school.
Hello? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Tell us who you are and where you calling from.
I'm from San Francisco, California.
Okay,
that's my boy.
I played his song "Blood, Sweat, and Tears" just a minute ago. That's my boy. That's my other partner in crime.
All right, what's good, fam? What's up, Cali?
Yeah,
what's up, West Coast? How you doing,
California.
Man? What's good?
Yeah, I was sitting there listening to the history of hip hop, man. I was writing at the same time. Got about 4 or 5 songs I got to write on, and
yes, sir.
You know, been listening on OMF, working with him. Got a magazine I've been working on, and just staying hip hop.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're good.
I was there in the beginning, my brother. Growing up in the Bronx, man. A lot of history in the boogie down of hip-hop. Trust me. I'm 52. I've been there, done that. Seen it all. Seen the greatest MCs ever touch a mic during my time watching and seeing the hip-hop history.
There you go. There it is, man. Okay, I'm going to I'm gonna continue to listen to the show, man. I'm just calling in, you know, giving a shouts out to the host.
Thank you for everything.
Let's keep hip hop, man. And I appreciate everybody that liked my song, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yes, sir.
The concept came from OMF, and I took it to another level. So that's how
you create.
Oh, thank you, brother.
And listen, man, hip-hop is blood, sweat, and tears. If these young folks saw the beginnings, what we had to go through to get the respect of the streets and mainstream, trust me, it was a lot of history and blood, sweat, and tears in hip-hop. Trust me, it was a lot.
There it is. That's it, brother. Like I said, OMF came up with the concept, and I took it to another level, man. We, create and, bring that good hip-hop, man, and, I'm gonna look up your energy drink, man. If you got graphics, I can throw it in a magazine or something.
All right, brother. Check me on YouTube, Sean Fuller Essex Promotions. I got over 40 different videos of models, rappers, and myself talking about the Essex energy drink. I'm about to celebrate a 10-year anniversary on July 29th, 2020. I did a 10-year, my first ever Essex interview with Kizzy Cox from Amy Roos, a soul food restaurant. Yeah. Check it out on YouTube. Sean Felder, Essex Energy Drink interview with Kizzy Cox. My first ever video on YouTube. Check it out.
Got you. Okay, I'm going to show, check it out. And much love to OMF out here, man. Keep up the good work.
We doing it. We're going to keep it alive, man. We're going to keep this hip-hop alive. We got music coming. Tell about your music and everything that's coming out. And everything.
Oh yeah, man! I got some music coming out. OMF got a project, and I'm on a project, and also got several albums out there. You can Google Sinister Music, which is PSYNISTER Music. Google that, and everything will pop up. My Instagram and all my social media pages, and just keep supporting hip hop, man.
Yes, sir.
He's my producer. Yeah, he produces all our music. All this music you listen to, that's the man right there. So if you need any beats, need somebody to produce your music, there you go right there. San Francisco, California. You understand? He's a rapper, a writer, and a producer. Got his own magazine.
Okay, oh, that is
awesome. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so what's your excuse?
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. That's what's up.
There you go.
Black man doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
Live
in the flesh.
I thank you so, my brother. We're going to get together next week, brother.
Okay, man, I'm out. Okay, keep it in mind.
All right,
you know
bro.
That's right.
Bro. West Coast, baby.
What's up? Can we take another caller?
919-417.
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. How y'all doing today?
Raleigh, North Carolina in the house. How you doing today? And what do you do? Just curious to ask.
I'm doing music, and I'm with Blackout Radio Show also. I got a few songs on YouTube. You can check me out at TUPAXTINA. TUPAXTINA Jackson on
tube.com.
All those videos are freestyles I recorded myself.
Okay. Are you a female?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Okay. How long you been rapping?
Since 2001.
Oh, you've been a long time, girl. Okay. Good. Okay. Well, I know it's rapping for the females. In the industry, so I wish the best for you.
Did you hear she said she could freestyle? Did you hear?
Can I hear a quick freestyle? Can you throw a little song?
Okay. Yeah, I'm Tupac Tina from Raleigh, NC. I'm the hottest on the block. You know I'm more than an NC. I get it in more than crime. So when there's time, I go in and do overtime making beats and rhymes.
Wow. Okay.
That's off the top of the head.
Let me ask you something. During the COVID, how you been staying busy? I know there's not a lot of shows live. How you been staying busy, keeping your brand going?
I've been just sitting in the house writing and songs with the studio and stuff.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you heard of the SX Energy Drink. I'm an entrepreneur for 10 years. Sean Felder, YouTube Promotions, check me out. Maybe you want to freestyle about my energy drink. You know, you think you're up to the task about that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, listen. Check me out on YouTube and take down this email of mine, Felder, FELDERSE1, at yahoo.com. And, you know,
Let me get a pen.
Okay, get your pen. Yeah, get your pen.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, it's Felder, FELDERSE1.
SE1?
Yeah, SE1 at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And send me some information of I can send you some samples. You can freestyle off. I had a rapper in the past called Crazy Harry, cool white rapper, freestyle off my drink. It's on YouTube, and he did a pretty good job. And a rapper named Neverland, a wicked Latino rapper from Queens, he did a nice freestyle off my drink. So you can Google him and check him out how they freestyle off the drink. And give you some ideas and see how you want to do it, all right? So I'm going to definitely...
Okay, I definitely will.
Yeah. It's a nice drink. You can drink it. You know, just have some ideas, and we can make that work, all right?
All right.
Yeah, okay. And well, also check out my models, too. I'm going to give you my Instagram, FelderSean494. Check my Instagram. I have different people, modeling, models and stuff. It's just crazy, so... Check out my Instagram. You can get a better idea, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Right,
yeah. Hope we make that work.
All right.
That's what's up. What did I tell you?
All
network.
Right.
You never know what can happen, right?
That's right.
You
that's
know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right. And also, sweetheart,
and plus,
I'm sorry. Also, when you see the YouTube video of me, just leave a nice comment, all right, on Sean Felder as promotions. I did one with Kizzy Cox, my first ever video back in 2010 in Harlem. Just leave a nice comment. We talk about the video. It could be good or bad. Don't matter. You're entitled to your opinion. You know, just leave a supportive comment if you can, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We got another caller.
443-527.
Hello, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Hey, Royal Crush, what's
Keisha.
Going on?
I am doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're so blessed. We got hip hop in the house.
New York hip hop. And
we got hip hop in the house.
Yeah. And Keisha, I want to thank you for having me on the show so many times. And models of people I put you on to. It's just a beautiful thing. Y'all do it for our people. And just, I sent you some pictures of my model, Stephanie Lynn, a cute white model from Pennsylvania. Check her out. You saw those pictures I sent you?
Is that the one that you sent me on IG?
Yeah, and I also sent you on your Facebook page, a cute white model from Pennsylvania. Check her out. She just modeled my Essex Energy drink.
Okay, I definitely will. I've been a little busy today, so I've been.
Oh, we all been busy. Yeah, I understand. But you know.
Will.
Oh yeah. Keisha also also supported Essex. Again, I want to thank her for over the years supporting my Essex brand. And I was just saying, Keisha, I was telling Posse, I'm about to celebrate my 10 year anniversary from 7/29/2020. My first ever video with Kizzy Cox from Amy Roo's restaurant. It's the YouTube video. It's called Sean Felder Essex Interview with Kizzy Cox from Catch the Vibe. That's going to be a historic video celebration for me soon on 7/29. I did a show with Nikki. You know, we had a little cake celebration stuff, but it's still historic to me. You know what I mean? It meant a lot to me doing that first of a video.
Yeah, you definitely was telling me in 10 years is definitely a good look. You know, and I mean, shout out to you know, shout out to both of you because, you know, y'all have supported us, so we have to show y'all support and love back as well.
Oh, yeah, no question. And, you know, the network is just so powerful with us. It's just amazing, you know what I mean? And there'll be more videos, Keisha, down the road. I got another 10-year anniversary on September 29th. I did with Catch the Vibe from the African American Day Parade, and on September 2nd, mm-hmm. the one I did with Miss B TV from St. Louis, that's going to be a 5-year anniversary we did from St. Louis. So that's doing pretty good, over 59,000 viewers now on YouTube. So, yeah, those are videos that really define me and Essex Energy Drink. That was the turning point for me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, and I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to when you do that. So tomorrow, you know, on the show, we're going to be talking all about R&B, you know, who people feel mm-hmm. as though is, you know, like the next R&B divas, or if you got a king you want to throw in there, you know, so that's going to be all about, you know, some R&B. So we're going to
talk about
the history.
Y'all going to talk about the history of R&B? Like the New Editions and Jodeci of Black.
Oh yeah,
so
because see, well, that's who I love and like. Like I'm still stuck in that phase.
Well, that was one of the greatest eras.
So,
you know that,
yes,
Keisha,
like,
Jodeci,
you know,
Shy,
like
Boyz II Men.
So.
Okay, those were the great artists of back then.
New Edition is hip hop.
Yes, I
new
know.
New Edition is hip hop.
I know.
When you talk about New Edition, you talk about hip hop.
Oh, yeah, New Edition definitely was part of that. And SWV. And don't forget Jodeci.
The beginning.
Rest in peace, Andre Harrell.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Heavy D.
Heavy D and the boys. That's
oh, yeah.
Soul for real. Soul for real.
Yeah.
Listen
so
to
I am
ready
I'm
for the world.
Stupid. I'm
listen
too big to have this whole combo. But I know you guys probably got some other callers. I don't want to take up no too much time. So if anyone want
to
know how
I
you
I may have to call in tomorrow for that.
And
talk about my
show,
history of R&B.
Or if you want to schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Roll Your Crush Keisha on Facebook, or ENT Crush on Twitter, or Roll Your Crush Takeover Radio on IG, or Roll Your Crush ENT on IG. So I will just. Should definitely, again, I so appreciate, you know, both of you, and I'm just, you know, going to be listening out for the rest of the show.
Salute
Thank
to
you,
you
so
Keisha.
Much for
I'm
going to
have a call in. Yes, right.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for having your show, Black Eye Radio, the family. That's what time it is. Supporting each other. When we win, we all win.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Y'all are so welcome.
Thank you so much for calling and supporting the show. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Keisha. Take care now.
Yeah.
Hey, Posse, just say another quick hip-hop moment, if we may. I know you guys. The 40th hip-hop anniversary, okay? Mm-hmm. I was at Central Park. I don't know if you remember, Big Daddy Kane and Rakim had a little beat. I never did I don't think. But I remember that stage, Big Daddy King was doing a little freestyle, and he invited Rakim on the stage. When them two was on stage, the place just went bananas. You can Google that on YouTube. The day that Rakim and Big Daddy King was on stage. That was a beautiful hip hop moment, man. I tell you, it was just historic.
You know that's right. You talking about the you talking about rap royalty and legends. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
You had to have flow. You understand?
Yes.
You had to have talent.
Yeah.
Why is not matter of fact, let me ask you a question. Why is Big Daddy Kane and Rakim not running hip hop? I wanna know. I want y'all to answer that.
In that era?
No, I'm saying hip hop now, because obviously they understand what hip hop is.
Here's my thing, Posse. These young boys don't know the history and what they did to pave the way for them today. Okay, when you talk about Big Daddy Kane and Rakim, you talk about at least the top 10 MCs of all time. Okay, some say Rakim is the best ever, which could be true. You know what I'm saying? His flow was just so ridiculous. I remember he did that song for Juice, Know the Ledge. Rakim rocked after it was so nothing. You know what I mean? Know the Ledge. Okay?
I know what
Big
you're talking
Daddy
about.
King, I remember the song he did, Raw. I remember that video, Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, Kane just went crazy on Raw. You know what I mean? Here I am, R-A-W. You know what I mean? It was just ridiculous.
But that's what I'm saying. What the question I was asking you is, how come them brothers ain't running hip-hop? Because obviously, that's why our young people don't know about hip-hop, because the people that's running hip-hop ain't hip-hop. Y'all
they
might not like what
they
I got
don't,
to
they
say.
They don't study the history. They don't study the history
no,
of the culture.
Sold out. No,
sold
they sold out.
Out. To the mainstream.
Yes, they sold
that
out.
White
nobody
wants
to say that.
Culture.
Nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to say that. That's exactly what happened.
The white man
control culture.
Hey, listen. Let's also pay respect to Luke Campbell, Luke of the Two Live Crew. Now, he also paid the way for the people to Luke. Do you remember that situation he had when he was in court fighting for his rights with that album, what, Nasty They Want to Be? They was in court for that, for freedom of speech? Check out that history of that, man. It was deep.
I remember that. That was due from the Luke Campbell.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the person that sued him was the guy that made Star Wars and all of them damn movies.
Right.
He didn't like because he used his name because they don't like hip hop.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna go there again. That's another story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Look into
we
that.
We got
man.
Another
it's
story
deep.
To tell.
Yeah. Look into
when
that.
When I go down
Luke.
To my, when I went down
That's
to
right.
Miami, I hung out. Down there and went to all the clubs down there. You think I didn't hang out with Luke clubs? Because Luke run all damn Miami. You want to go down Miami, Luke
That's
run all
right.
that shit.
He sure
okay.
did. And he came to New York. Right. I've been to his shows in New York, man. It was legendary. And they don't give him a lot of credit, Luke. They don't give him a lot of credit, man. And look into that document where he said about people that sold out. It didn't help him out. Look at it. It's real deep. Real deep.
I know.
Shout
I was
to
there.
Campbell.
I know that. I ain't got to write nothing down. I mean, I know. I was there. I know what happened. You want to know what happened? Ask OMF. I got to let me make a documentary. I got a whole different one.
Do Brown.
We ain't going to go there.
It's your birthday. That's right. Those are legendary songs.
We ain't
going to
go there.
Campbell.
I know
That's
who
right.
sold out. I know
That's
who
right.
sold out. Because I was there.
That's
I was there in the beginning. I went to the shows. I went to the battle of the DJs. I watched the graffiti and the breakdance and start hip hop. So I know who sold
right.
out hip hop. Trust me.
That's right.
Ask me. I'll tell you.
Yes, sir. A lot of them sold out for that almighty dollar, man. For that almighty dollar, bro.
No. Yeah, but I know it's getting the end of the show. I know we're running out of time. I'd love to have you come back. And I'm waiting on that energy drink you sent me and everything you sent me.
Send
I haven't
to you.
Gotten
I'm going to send it to you, brother. I'm waiting on that case. I'll make sure I send
it
you too. And I just want to say, man, thank you. I want to thank all the fans that supported me over the 10 years of Sean Felder, Essex Promotion. Shout out to the models that put me on and support the Essex Education. Shout out to my PR, DJ K Nikki. Shout out to you guys like Girl Crush Keisha, all the shows that I've been on, magazines that have me on the front cover, like Magazine, Dime Squad Magazine, King Aces Magazine. I'm going to be on a front cover called Hot Max Radio with Tyra Jackson, front cover next month. Unsigned Heat DVD, DJ Frank White, he had me on the front cover of that DVD. Elegant Hoodness, who gave me the 2015 Explosive Grind Award. Rest in peace, AD the General. And also, like I said, man, just shout out to social media, man. Just keep following me on Sean Felder, Essex Promotions on YouTube, Facebook Sean Felder, Twitter Sean Felder. My website, www.empathylifestyleblogspot.com, with all the models and my history of Essex Energy Drink. And like I said, I'm going to keep it moving, man. And, you know, it's unstoppable. Hopefully in another 5 years, I'm still around. I can celebrate 15 years of me on YouTube. I just do it for the love, man. I don't even worry about the money. I do this for the love and teach people about entrepreneurship. You know what I mean?
That's what it was about in the beginning. It wasn't about the money. It was the love of the art.
Yes, sir. And also, I want to talk about a controversial video I did. You can look it up. It's called Arlene Brown Introduced Entrepreneur Sean Felder on YouTube. It's over 5,000 views. I talk about how I exposed Amway and I was with the eyes of them and the racism I dealt with as an IBO. Check out that controversial video, man. They try to stop and block YouTube. It's not happening. So I want people to know the truth about how Ann Wade disrespected the minority IBOs and how they got caught in a pyramid scam. Check that out, man. It's a controversial video. Arlie Brown introduces entrepreneur Sean Felder. Real deep, man.
Well, thank you, Sean. I appreciate you. A shout out to DJ Nikki for setting me up this interview with you, and I thank you for supporting the show. And I'm waiting. I'll hit you up on Facebook. We're gonna keep in contact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thank you for supporting the show. And this is all.
No question, man.
I'll talk to y'all next week.
And also, Posse, I just want to say, check out that lawsuit I have against the United States Tennis Association. You get that letter this week. I'm suing the USTA over racism. Check it out. Y'all's on social media, Felder versus United States Tennis Association, bunch of crooks. And I tell all minorities, don't support the U.S. Open 2020. There's a lot more to that story. Trust me.
That's what's up. You stay. Stay safe, man, brother.
Yes, sir, man.
And
New York City,
New York forever. That's what's up. New York City forever.
Man. We came a long way from that COVID-19, man. So now it's all about let's just maintain 8 million people strong. And again, hip hop started here in New York, folks. Look up the history of New York hip hop. And tonight on Verizon, they're going to have a battle. Supposed to be Snoop Dogg versus DMX. That should be a great one. Snoop Dogg.
That should
versus
be a
DMX.
Good one. I'm gonna check that one out. Well, we gotta go.
Yeah. Yes,
we gotta go,
take
Sean.
All right, take care.
All right,
bro.
Talk to y'all next week. OMF, I'm out.